Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. I've been in a little bit of a streak, 4-1 last week. Also had the Vikings and Kirk Cousins on Monday night. Put it out there. Had the Seahawks over Arizona on Thursday. But officially on Blazing 5, 4-1 last week, 24-25-1 on the year. So I'll get to RJ Bell at pregame.com and Fox Sports Radio in a few minutes. But first, here's my Blazing 5.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing 5. Falcons at Saints.
Okay, the number's changing rapidly. When we did this segment, you know, this morning, it was 4.5 Atlanta. I would take the Falcons here. First of all, now I think the Saints with Taysom Hill are kind of experimenting at quarterback. I do not like that. Remember, the Falcons are coming off a bye with extra time, and Raheem Morris is not only 3-1, but he's trying to win the head coaching job. And in this division, he thinks he can get to a wild card spot. He may be wrong. We know Atlanta since week 6. They can move the ball. We don't question that. But they've allowed fewer than 30 points in 5 straight games. Again, this is a coaching staff coaching for million-dollar contracts here. Raheem Morris wants his second head coaching job. And I feel like the Saints are kind of experimenting more than I would be comfortable with. We have an upset or two every week in the league. I'm going to take the Falcons with the upset win 28-27 here.
Eagles and Browns.
Like it. I love it. Philadelphia is absolutely the play here, +3.5. Listen, Philadelphia's head coach, their quarterback, and their practice habits are all under question in Philadelphia, the sports talk capital of the country. They're getting pulverized. So Philadelphia is a totally focused week. And by the way, they lost to the Giants, but they didn't commit a turnover, and that defense is way better than Cleveland's. The Browns have scored 10 or fewer points in 4 games this year. Only the Jets have fewer. Cleveland struggles when they face better defensive lines because Baker struggles under pressure. That is no longer just an opinion. That is a fact. I think Philadelphia, Wentz, Doug Peterson, practice habits better, beats the Browns 24-20.
Packers at Colts.
I'll take the Colts -2.5. Wise guys are split on this, but I get the Colts team that has extra prep time. They played on Thursday. I like that. But here's the game in a nutshell. Phillip Rivers. The Packers defense has only created 7 turnovers this year. Second fewest in the league. What does it mean? Phillip Rivers is comfortable. Phillip Rivers sacked only 8 times this year. Fewest in the league. Phillip Rivers is comfortable. Rivers 100+ passer rating, 3 or 4 games. Rivers is comfortable. The Colts defense will not make life comfortable for Aaron Rodgers. Number 1 in total D, lowest opposing passer rating. What does this game mean? Look at the numbers for Phillip Rivers. He's not getting hit. He's not getting rushed. He's got a running game. The Packers don't take the ball away, meaning they don't speed the game up for you. A comfortable Phillip Rivers beats an uncomfortable Aaron Rodgers. Colts win 24-20.
Chiefs at Raiders.
Loved this number on Monday. It was Kansas City -6.5. It's now Kansas City -8.5. I will still take it. A little lower number. Pull the number, the money you put in. But I'm going to take Kansas City -8.5. Why? Andy Reid is 18-3 off a bye. That's better than Belichick. It's the best in the NFL by far. So I got a team off a bye that got beat. It's only lost the last time they played the Raiders. Their offense is not only good 32 a game, but that's not considering the Raiders' defense is below average. The Raiders have only sacked the quarterback 11 times this year. Outside of Max Crosby, who we had on this week, they have no pass rush. So I get a healthy, well-coached team with extra time. There's a major COVID issue right now with the Raiders for the second time this year. I'm going to take the Chiefs by 10. It was my favorite play of the week on Monday. Probably my second favorite play, 36-26 Chiefs.
Rams at Buccaneers.
Again, the number was better earlier in the week, but I'm going to take Tampa Bay -4.5. Something to consider. I've bet 7 Ram games this year. I'm 6-1. It's the team I feel best about, and I've had a very simple solution. Jared Goff is an NFL quarterback I like. I think he's a B to a B+. But when he's uncomfortable, he's not the same quarterback. 4-0 at home. Only 2-3 on the road. Andrew Whitworth, knee on the IR. watch out, because this Bucs defense, second most sacks, number one rushing defense, will force Jared Goff to throw with a backup left tackle. And Andrew Whitworth is probably a top three tackle in the NFL. With Ronnie Stanley out, he may be the best left tackle or second best left tackle. Also something to consider here. If the Saints lose on Sunday with Taysom Hill, the Buccaneers watch that game and have extra motivation on Monday to win and make up a game as Drew Brees is out. I like Brady to beat the Rams 28-23. It'll be close to the number, which was better earlier in the week. For more on my Blazing 5 picks, check out the Fox Bet social platform. All right, you heard my Blazing 5. Very good week. Plus, I had Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson this week. Yes, I went with Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football outside of Blazing 5. So here we go, RJ Bell, pregame.com. So let's start with this. The number's moving now. Taysom Hill starting for the Saints. Depending on what the number is, it's 3.5 to 4, 4.5. I'm going to take Atlanta. They're coming off a bye. They're 3-1 since Raheem Morris became the interim head coach. Now, since week 6, I know people think of Atlanta as a little bit of a mess. But offensively, they're top 5 in key categories. But their defense has also allowed fewer than 30 points in 5 straight games. Jameis Winston, if he does play, was awful against the Falcons. But I'm going to take the number here. A new quarterback, Taysom Hill, I don't know much about. Only 18 career passes. What do the wise guys think?
Well, this is interesting. Let me ask you a question. If I said you have to make the line, Colin, play odds maker, what's the over-under for the number of passes Taysom Hill throws?
17.
I'd bet under. I'm thinking that a very, very smart Sean Payton is throwing a fugazi out there saying, hey, if he starts and he plays one possession, he hasn't lied, right? It's such a curveball. I would make a major bet Winston throws more passes than Hill. That said, I'm going to give you an agreement here, and I haven't really overly contemplated this Hill-Winston adjustment, but what I know is the initial adjustment from Breeze to Winston was woefully inadequate. Initially, yes. It was only like 1.5 points. And it's like, I know that Breeze doesn't have a great arm, but his performance this year has been very good. And a lot of people think the Saints, at the time Breeze was hurt, were the best team in the NFC. So you mentioned Morris, not only 3-1 in those games, but the one game they lost, if they would have just literally knelt down 2 plays and kicked a 27-yard field goal, you can blame Gurley, but it was really Morris's fault. Now, he's done well otherwise, but this team effectively, you could say, is 4-0, or they played like it since he took over as coach. We have a concept, Colin, called win share. Now, what is that? That is, we look at the average win percentage chance throughout the fourth quarter. You know how the various sites have?
Sure, sure.
And by that average, it tells you, was this a close game or not? Of all the teams in the NFL, the Falcons have less actual wins than they deserve. They actually deserve over 2 more wins. I think this is an underrated Falcons team. Agreement on the Falcons.
This one I like a lot, especially now there's Myles Garrett may not play news. I'm going to take Philadelphia +3.5 at Cleveland. The Browns have scored 10 or fewer points in 4 games this season. Only the Jets have more such games. The weather won't be great. I also think the season's on the line for Philadelphia now, and they got criticized all week. And I tend to think good, talented teams that get beat and humiliated, the Eagles did, bounce back. Here's the other thing. We know Baker Mayfield, the book is in. Struggles with pressure. It's not debatable. 36th best quarterback in the league under pressure. Philadelphia applies it. I'll take 3.5 in the Eagles. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here. And the only thing I'd question on your analysis was, are the Eagles are in first, right? So in a way, the season's not on the line. Should be, but they could win 5 games and still win this division. But I think they're motivated here. And I think the story is injuries. Whatever you think of Wentz, whatever you think of the team, the Eagles, no one's going to debate that they've been hindered significantly by injury. Last week was the first week they got a substantial number of players back. They got bet the Eagles heavy against the Giants. That line went up and up and up on Sunday. They lost. They laid an egg. You know what happens? Everyone says, oh, they stank. It wasn't about the players. They just stank, and they're done with them. But usually when players come back, it's week two that they do better. Because the first week, maybe they came back a little early. They're not integrated in the offense yet. I expect there to be an uptick in performance of the Eagles exactly when a lot of bettors are saying we're done with them. So we're getting them cheap, and we're getting them at the right time. Really agree with you on the Eagles.
I'll take the Colts at home minus 2.5. They had a little extra prep time, which I do think benefits good coaches. The game comes down to comfort against discomfort. The Packers' defense has 7 turnovers forced this year, second worst in the league. And Phillip Rivers has been sacked only 8 times, fewest in the league. Consider this. He's the least athletic quarterback. What does that tell you? Rivers, who has 100-plus passer rating in 3 of his last 4 with extra prep time, will be comfortable. Aaron Rodgers will not. The defense for the Colts forces the lowest opposing quarterback rating. So I think a comfortable Phillip Rivers, I'll take the minus 2.5. What do the wise guys think?
Disagreement here. Now, I will say this. There's been a lot of Colts action on this game. The look-ahead line, that was before last weekend's games, the Colts were actually 2.5-point underdogs. Packers, road favorites, 2.5. Now, what's happened since? Green Bay played a okay game against Jacksonville. It was very windy. They won the game. But don't forget, Jacksonville had a punt return touchdown. So if you take that away, it doesn't look near as close. The Colts dominate on Thursday night in front of the world. But do we really want to adjust this line by 5 points from 2.5 to 2.5 now the Colts favored? I don't think so, especially considering the Colts have Tennessee's number. They've won like 20 of 24. So it's a nice win, but I wouldn't overreact. But here's the main reason I like Green Bay. It's one of my better picks of the week. Aaron Rodgers, I'm not a fan generally. I think he's been overrated for a long time, but he has unmatched arm talent. So what's that mean? He can throw to every part of the field. The Colts are a very schematically sound team defensively. But what they do is Belichickian, they say, can you play left-handed? Can you throw to this quadrant of the field? We don't think so. And if you look at the quarterbacks they've played, Kirk Cousins and Tannehill is the 2 best quarterbacks. Both are okay, but neither have great arm talent. I think Rodgers attacks the whole field in a way the Colts just can't handle. And I actually think Green Bay wins this one pretty easily. I disagree with your pick.
So Kansas City, I bet this game on Monday when it was Chiefs minus 6.5. I'll still take Kansas City minus 8.5, and I like them to win by about 10 here. I'll take Kansas City. Andy Reid is 18-3 off a bye, best winning percentage after a bye in the league. The Chiefs offense we know is great, averages 32 a game. That's not just against the Raiders, who have a below average defense. The Raiders have 11 sacks this year, only the Jags have fewer. I think a motivated Kansas City team with revenge and Mahomes being as comfortable as he will be all year, win by 10. What do the wise guys think?
I'm going to give you the slightest of slight disagreements. And remember, for me to have an opinion, for wise guys to have an opinion, the line's got to be wrong. I think this line's generally right. I think your number, 6.5, I'll take a piece of that if you want. I like that bet. Now, what I'll say is we don't want to gloss over Andy Reid off the bye because we've been talking about it. You've been talking, you know, all the media guys that kind of know the statistics. They've been talking about it for about 10 years, so it seems boring. But, you know, 18-3, we got 19-4. Either way, it's an amazing number.
Yeah.
And against the spread, 65%. So he's actually exceeded even expectations beyond just winning games. All right, so that's impressive. 2, we know they're motivated, Kansas City. And they are the flip-the-switch team this year. In fact, as much as any team in the last 5 years in the NFL, they don't play hard every game, it feels like. This game, and Andy Reid talking about the victory lap, they're going to play hard. So why would I like the Raiders or lean that way? It's driven by one thing. Derek Carr is all of a sudden throwing the ball downfield. So I know you know the concept of air yard. So
yes.
Really it's saying how far is the ball traveling in the air? If you look up until the last 3 games, Carr's been in the 20s, like way down the list. Now, in the last 3 games, you look at the Cleveland game, there was 30-mile-an-hour winds. You throw that out because it was just an aberration. So 2 games left. In those 2 games, Carr has been number 2 and number 4 in air yards. So there's something has happened that Derek Carr's throwing the ball downfield. If that's, and he's been good, if that's not some fluke and he keeps throwing it, I think this Raiders team is better than anyone thinks. And you, to me, that plus just feels a little heavy with the extra points. I'll agree with you at 6.5, disagree at the current number.
By the way, RJ Bell at Fox Sports Radio and also at RJ in Vegas. My final pick plus my bonus pick, I struggled with this one coming up next. RJ Bell joins me, pregame.com. All right, my final pick, and again, I liked the number earlier in the week and I bet it. I'm going to take Tampa Bay -4.5. So I am 6-1 on Rams games this year. And it's very simple. Jared Goff struggles when uncomfortable. That defines the team. Andrew Whitworth, IR, left tackle. The three drives, end of the game without Andrew Whitworth, they had 21 yards. The Bucs defense has 32 sacks, number one against the run. And add this, the Buccaneers could watch the Saints lose to Atlanta. Extra motivation on Monday night. I'll take Tampa -4.5. What do the wise guys think?
Slight agreement. And I'll say this, I've been really looking at this game. You're the first person I've heard talk about how they've done without Whitworth. I like that. I'm going to take that, by the way. Great analysis. Because what you get is a little sample of what it's going to be like next week. I think this Whitworth loss is really huge.
So do I.
Because not only is it going to be a problem for the rest of the year, it's the fact that for the first game they're playing a Tampa team that not only gets good pressure, but very complex rushing the passer, very exotic type stunts and blitzes that, you know, kind of like Dick LeBeau style back with Pittsburgh. So now you have an inexperienced left tackle that's going to be struggling just to do the job, and he's going to be hit with a lot of complexity. The reason I don't love it, check this out. If you look at the last month, expected points added, and you minus out the garbage time, the Rams have the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it's more impressive than that. They're number one against the pass, and they're number one against the run. So a lot of people would say the Rams are, you know, one of the better defenses. No, I think they're the best defense in the NFL right now. And because of that, I like under in this game more, but I certainly would have a strong lean towards Tampa Bay.
Okay, here's the bonus pick. And I had a sharp years, it must have been 20 years ago, telling me something. He loved betting the NFL and college basketball's March Madness. That was all he bet. And he said, because I get a true effort. In most sports, baseball, you don't know if guys went out and drank the night before, NBA, hockey. He goes, but in the NFL and in college basketball's March Madness, I get a true effort. And I know what I'm getting. And so for me, I always think about, I like consistency in effort. I like consistency in performance. So I would have taken New England -2.5 at Houston. But the reason I didn't, because the Patriots are number three in rushing, they have forced a turnover or more in every game, and Houston's just a chaotic mess game to game. But so New England is this year too, and I just don't know what I get week to week with Cam, who's always himself been a little inconsistent. So my gut feeling was I would have taken New England, but I like consistency, and neither one franchise, Houston, isn't, and one quarterback and team this year, New England, isn't. So if I took New England, what would the wise guys say?
Agreement with a caveat. So the agreement is, you're right, this Houston team is getting a ton of respect, and they haven't done anything to deserve it.
Their defense is like last in four or five categories I care about.
And most importantly, they're last against the run, DVOA. And the Patriots not only have run the ball the most of any team this year, 33.5 attempts per game, but in the last three games, Buffalo, Jets, and Baltimore, they've run the ball 38 times a game. They've committed, maybe it's what you're saying, Colin, about Cam and his inconsistency. Maybe we make him more consistent. He's handing the ball off. He's running the ball. He'll throw sometimes, but not much. So you got the worst defense against the run against the team that runs the most. Also, to me, I think the Texans, you got to wonder what the motivation is. We talked about Atlanta earlier. Atlanta's got motivation. This is a division opponent. They like Morris, their new coach, so they want to win for him. What is the Texans' motivation here? right? We can say every NFL team has motivation every game. We know that's not true. Though, in general, I agree with the old wise guy from years ago that in the NFL, you have more steady motivation than the other sports. But we know some teams are flat some games. So the thing that causes me, the final thing, the caveat, is if you had bet this game a week ago,
yeah,
the line was Patriots plus 2.5. So now, because the Patriots look so good on Sunday night, it's flipped 5 points effectively, right? If you go from 2.5 to pick them to 2.5. And my thought is the stuff we saw Sunday night isn't necessarily repeatable for the Patriots because it was so weather driven. So we're paying a premium, but I think the matchup is so good. I still like the Patriots with you.
RJ Bell, pregame.com. I'll tell you how entertaining was the Russell Wilson Kyler Murray effort. You know, what was funny in that, watching that game, is it felt like I was watching the future of the NFL. You know, like Philip Rivers feels like 1994. And I like the current NFL. I like all these quarterbacks. And I think Trevor Lawrence can run, and Justin Fields can run, and the Trey Lance kid from the Dakotas can run, and Zach Wilson at BYU can run. I really like this new NFL. And I thought Kyler and Russell, and Kyler's the faster, better runner, but I thought, this is kind of like, it felt like I was watching the NFL, a video game that was a little ahead of real football. Like, this is what everybody kind of wants. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, I got two thoughts. One is Kyler Murray, who you've been a proponent of. I've been a little skeptical. Before last night, he had 10 rushing touchdowns on this season. Lamar Jackson last year and this year had 10 rushing touchdowns. So to some degree, whatever Kyler's doing net-net, I think his running is a big part of it, and he deserves credit for that. Number two, quickly, both of these teams, both of them committed to the quarterback with more resources than any teams really in memory. Remember, the Cardinals, as you know, Colin, took a quarterback at number 10, and then the next year they took a quarterback at number 1. Who does that? Like, it's never happened. You look at Trubisky, and the Bears are still trying to make him work. They cut bait, and look, Rosen out, Kyler Murray in, and he's now the best young quarterback. And what did Seattle do with Matt Flynn? Same thing years ago. They paid a lot of money for a guy and still drafted a guy because they know without a quarterback, you can't win. And both of them paid off with probably their second choice, meaning they thought, they didn't think picking number 10 that they would need to pick a quarterback, but they quickly decided to. And when they signed a big free agent, Seattle didn't think they needed a quarterback, but they still doubled down. And because of that, they both have great quarterbacks.
Saturday morning podcast, RJ Bell, pregame.com. Good stuff. Thanks, man.
Thank you.